5:30 and 9 over the summer. We'll have a racing sports show, a combination of the two that we really love to talk about on Sky Sports Radio. Tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock, we'll be talking about the Big Bash. The Sixers and the Thunder kick off on Tuesday night. We'll be talking to both sides tomorrow morning on BSB Extra. The regulars on a Monday, they won't be forgotten. Sydney and Melbourne Racing with Paul Joyce and Dean Lester, they'll be dropping in. And young Trent, we're going to be talking about NBA basketball because something pretty special happens tomorrow morning our time.
It does, Andrew. Tim Duncan, the big fundamental, just all the names, been a fantastic man for the San Antonio Spurs, just the team I do follow in the NBA. His number 21 is being retired. It'll be tomorrow afternoon our time, but the Spurs are at home to the New Orleans Pelicans at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we will be having a media member from either the San Antonio Spurs or someone that writes for the Spurs on tomorrow morning. And they will talk about the impact of Tim Duncan, not just on the city, but the franchise. And lucky enough to have followed them. Andrew, as you know, I've gone over there to watch the Spurs, both there and also around other parts of North America. And it is going to be a big event tomorrow. It's going to be done after the game is played. And Tim Duncan, not one for the limelight, but he's going to be having it tomorrow because he's clearly the best ever player for the franchise. They've had David Robinson and also George the Iceman Gervin, but he's been part of the five championships the San Antonio Spurs have won. We've got the Australian flavour with Paddy Mills there, and even though Aaron Baines has gone to the Detroit Pistons, but it is going to be a big event in San Antonio, Texas, tomorrow night their time, tomorrow morning into the afternoon for us.
Yeah, well, we can't wait to cover it all, Simon, and that's between 9 and 10 over the summer period, Monday to Friday. And then at 10 o'clock, we've got Racing HQ setting at a new time, and 10 o'clock, 7 days a week, you'll be getting your major New South Wales preview. Tomorrow it's Armidale. You'll get your midweek preview with Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas at 10 o'clock. Thursday, we've got a big day at Wang with the Magic Millions. So every morning, including Saturday, because Paul Joyce will join us for a 30-minute Sydney preview every Saturday at 10 o'clock after Ron and Mike and the rest of the team. So we'll talk racing, we'll talk sports between 9 and 10, Monday to Friday with BSB Extra, and then from 10 o'clock, Racing HQ, and it'll start with a 30-minute major preview of the New South Wales race meeting on that day, Simon. So I hope many of our listeners enjoy it over the summer months.
Yeah, I hope your voice holds up, Ben, for the week ahead.
No, it'll be fine, mate. Don't you worry about pushing me out, Simon, and trying to get in to host a brand new show. No. I'll be there tomorrow morning at 9 with young Trent. But I tell you one thing, Simon, the one thing I like to do is run on time. We're getting into Hazy's time.
We are getting into Hazy's time. Good on you, Ben's, for catching. Catch you tomorrow. There he is, Andrew Bensley. Righto, Trent. Thanks very much for your help this morning, and we'll talk to you a little bit later on. We've got you down for a late mail later.
We'll chat soon. Yes.
Yeah, we will. We'll have a chat to you soon. Good on you, Trent. Trent Langscale there. Now 10:33. In just a moment, Greg Hayes with this morning's Hacing Rewind.
Seamus Award, the time form champion Australian 3-year-old.
Seamus Award in front.
The first horse in history to win the sire-making double of the Cox Plate and Australian Guineas.
Seamus Award in front of Criteria in Thunder Fantasy. Seamus Award all the way.
He's led all the way in a Cox Plate and he's led all the way in Australian Guineas. That's pretty hard to do.
First crop yearlings on offer at all major sales in 2017. Visit Whitten.com.
Sky Sports Radio is heading north to the Gold Coast in January for the Magic Millions Sales and Race Day.
But it's all Capitalist well clear, and Capitalist will brain them the favourite, bolts in the Magic Millions.
As a warm-up, we're off to Wyong on Thursday for their annual Magic Millions Race Day. The two-year-old classic is destined to supply plenty of future winners. Thursday morning at 10, catch the full Wyong race preview. And then all the day's racing on Sky Sports Radio.
There's nothing better than watching a standard bred extend into his action. Hear it, feel it, live it on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
It's time to turn our attention to harness racing. Greg Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Simon. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad, thanks. How was the Inter-Dominion, mate?
It was a fantastic carnival. The Inter-Dominion, very much mainstream in WA, and great to see, 7,000 people get to the races last Friday week. And, massive performance from the winner, Smolder, and Mark Purden. But see, there were some Very big performances in the race. Obviously, Hector JJ ran an absolute cracker, and there were some hard luck stories with Bling It On and also Franco Nelson. But I think it was a lot stronger race this year, and I think with the performance of the New Zealanders, we'll see more of them across in 12 months' time.
And you reckon with the 7,000 on track that the club are now convinced that the Friday night's the time to have it?
Yeah, and look, turnover was through the roof compared to 12 months ago, so I think you'll see that going forward, you'll see it back at its normal spot on a Friday night.
Yeah, just having a look at harness racing closer to home over the last couple of days. Last night there was a decent card at Tabcorp Park Menangle, highlighted by the Group 3 Christmas Gift Final.
Yeah, Salty Robin was super impressive in that. Went 151 and won as it liked. Won by about 15 metres. A four-year-old trained by Shane and Lauren Tritton. Lauren Tritton drove the horse, and it's heading towards the Chariots of Fire early next year. But there was a horse that competed in race number 6 on the program, All Black Stride, who was super impressive. And it's interesting to see what path the McCarthy stable take with him, because I know he's been put in some of the big races in Victoria coming up. So it'll be interesting to see what they which way they decide to go with him.
Well, Luke McCarthy was aboard in the sulky there of All Black Stride. It brought up a double for him, and he joins us now. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Luke, congratulations with the win of All Black Stride last night. He had to do it tough last night. He really had to earn that victory.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. It was probably a good race for him, you know, to see exactly where he was at going forward to the good races over the summer, and, you know, for him to sit in the breeze and do all the work and run them times, it showed that hopefully he should be up to them better races.
First quarter 25.9, he was out 3 wide, and then home in 26.6 when, as you said, from outside the leader. So he's gone overall 151.1. Off a performance like that, you've got to be thinking those big races in Victoria, you know, aren't beyond his reach.
Yeah, well, his form's been fantastic, this preparation, and he'll go to the Shirley Turnbull now next week on Boxing Day, and he'll get through that, and then as long as he holds his form over the next few weeks, well, he could possibly go down and have a crack at a Ballarat Cup, those sort of races.
Is after the Ballarat Cup, would you, if he performed well in a race like that, would you stay down there, or would you get him home and wait for the Miracle Mile qualifiers? What's the long term plan?
Boy, if he performs up to him, Hazy, he could go around the Victorian Cup and Hunter Cup if he's going good enough and gets a run in. And so, you know, with the 2 week gap after them races for Sydney, I'd say a lot of them sort of free-for-alls will go that way.
You've been associated with plenty of good horses in the past. How does this bloke compare with them? Because he's obviously a very talented juvenile, and he looks to be back at his best now.
Yeah, he was a brilliant two-year-old. He won the Gold Crown, and he's, you know, Emilio gelded him and gave him a really good spell, and I think that's probably been the making of him. He's more like a really good racehorse now. So, you know, hopefully if he just keeps taking that next step each time he gets asked, he'll measure up in all the good races.
And with a bit of age on his side, he seems to be a bit tougher too. He's definitely not one-dimensional.
No, he's pretty versatile. He can come off the pace, but, you know, he's shown in his last few runs, you can sort of do a bit of work as well.
Matt Cruiser was super impressive in the first last night. You drove him aggressively, and he proved too strong in 152.5. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, he's run 2 runs ago was quite good. He ran a good second, and Dad said he pulled a little bit the last start. Maybe just didn't finish off the race as good. But last night he settled really well and finished off the race good.
Just push around at Menangle for him going forward?
Yeah, he's just a horse, Hazy. He'll just go around in the M1s and try and win an M1.
I see Mac Doro was a winner at Bathurst again on Friday night. He's got that electric speed. You seem to be able to. You did it at Menangle. You took off mid-race and found the top. You did something similar at Bathurst on Friday night. You found the front in the back straight. What's his plans? Does he go towards a race like the Shirley Turnbull, or is that a bit beyond him?
Yeah, I was talking to Craig yesterday, and he's not sure yet. It's just whether he'll just keep him maybe freshen him up and go to Menangle the following week, or just see how he pulls up in the next few days. But just driving him, he's one of the quickest horses I've driven for point-to-point speed. So, you know, hopefully he can, you know, keep sort of running through the grades and step up into some good races.
The that association with Craig has been very good. Craig Cross and you of recent times training. Craig's training plenty of winners. You driving them also on Friday night. Alpine Stride, who you wouldn't find a better bred horse racing at the moment, by Rock and Roll Hanover out of Tailor Made Lombo. Good to see him win on Friday night.
Yeah, he went good. Hazy's, we only give him a couple of starts as a two-year-old, and he was just too big and he wanted gelding, and he had a good spell, and you know, he looks like he's sort of thickened up and he's come back a nice three-year-old, so he should have a fair few good wins in him, I think.
And Olive Stride won the last event. She's another beautifully bred horse. Emilio Rosati, he's definitely got some lovely stock there. This one's by Sunbeat Somewhere out of Gypsy Stride. So she was able to get the inside run and prove too strong.
She went good. She hasn't done a lot of, you know, to impress us at home or anything, but she's she just raced. I think she's more of a racehorse. She raced really good. And, you know, Emil sort of probably for the last 10 years has bought some of the best bred fillies out of the sales, and now he's sort of getting the foals out of them well-bred fillies. Hopefully for the next, you know, few seasons, he should have some really nice horses.
Mate, we were talking earlier about the Inter Dominion Bling It On's performance. You must have been tickled pink with him. He got absolutely no luck, and he wanted to savage the line at the end of the 2900.
Yeah, he went super easy. He sort of, at least he's shown now, he sort of stepped right up into that level, winning the heat. And, you know, if he'd have had any sort of luck in the final, he probably goes close. And, you know, he's sort of, I'm going to have to drive him that way in them races, you know, try and get the right trip on him. And, you know, but at least, you know, if he does get the right run, he's always going to be right in the finish.
So is he back in the eastern states, or what's the plans with him going forward?
He's due to fly out Monday, so he can sort of come home, and he'll have a quiet trial early January and have a run at Menangle probably a fortnight before the Victorian Cup, and then and go to the Victorian Cup.
So just the Vic Cup? You won't hang around for the Hunter Cup as well?
Plan on probably going in both.
Okay. And how did he come through those four runs in the 2 weeks? Were you surprised at how he handled that?
No, we're pretty confident he would, because he's such a good doing horse, and even through the three heats, he never had a hard run in the heat. He sort of, he just come through it really well. So, you know, even looking forward, hopefully, even as a seven-year-old next season, he should be even better for the series. And, you know, I think the series will help him for these good races coming up.
Mate, one thing I did want to ask you, just watching the two-year-old racing, has it given you a bit of a thrill watching the progeny of For a Reason race so well?
Oh, no doubt. And I think, too, like, that first year, he only got 27 mares or whatever it was, and, you know, he's already trained Conviction, who's the best, probably the best colt New South Wales. And then he obviously went back to the track, so he didn't have any... He hasn't had any stock on the ground for the two seasons that he come back when he won the Victorian Cup and race right through. So now he's gone back this year. Yerby said he's got over 100 mares already. So hopefully, you know, over the next few seasons, he should throw some really nice horses.
It's amazing, you know, when he went back to the racetrack, that what he did in breaking 150 and winning that Victoria Cup, and obviously the way his career started, there's so much interest in him now, and he's not overpriced. So people are willing to give the Australian stallion a go.
Oh, for sure. And he's when he went to stud the first time, you know, he was only went to stud as a 4-year-old, and he'd earned 300,000. So when he'd gone back the next time, he'd made over $1 million and, you know, won the group races. So, you know, he's a lot more well known to everyone, and the fact that he's sort of got the runs on the board already is probably the biggest win for him.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to follow him as. Because as you said, when he went the first time, he's only a very young stallion, and he's not overly old now, so he could be around for quite some time. Mate, congratulations. How many, is it just, are you just taking up All Black Stride for the Shirley Turnbull?
Daz, I think Monty, Blaze and Cullen might go in it.
Yep.
And Cyclone Kate. So, yeah, it should be, you know, a few. We should have a fair few runners on the night anyway.
All right. Well, I know the McCarthy family like to get up there for that meeting. We wish you all the best of luck and have a good Christmas.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
There he is, Simon Luke McCarthy, driving that into Dominion a week ago. And I think that All Black Stride, he's a horse that just keeps getting better and better. And I think he's going to measure up to those good horses. So Ballarat Cup for him. And if he was if he performs well there, then they'll look at a race like the Victoria Cup. The cross McCarthy combination is quite profitable.
Yeah. Okay, Greg. Well, this time next week, of course, we'll be off for Christmas. Enjoy the day, mate, with the family.
Will do, mate. It'll be a fantastic Christmas in 2016.
And we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Simon.
Greg Hayes there from Harness Racing New South Wales. We'll take a break and then chasing rewind with Stuart Turner.
Wyong Race Club is sprinkling fairy dust all over the place. Gearing up for the biggest event of the season, Magic Millions. There'll be live music on the lawn. The best horse racing talent showcased in seven races. And $450,000 worth of prize money to be won. Christmas at the races with Magic Millions. This Thursday, first races at 1:10, gate entry is $10. Be part of the magic. Visit wyongraceclub.com.au.
Merry Christmas, Jess.
Thank you so much. Oh, it's a VQ Retro Mini Digital Radio. It looks so glamorous.
All our favourite stations.
Wow.
Over 25 extra ones.
Double wow.
And Bluetooth. And
another wow. But it's too much.
Oh, sweetie, it's only $130.
No.
Plus it comes with this.
A free Tony and Guy Premier package.
Worth over $100.
Oh.
If you buy a VQ Retro Mini from Harvey Norman, Target or Bingley.
Look, our apartment's never felt so...
glamorous.
Yeah.
T's and C's apply. Go to digitalradioplus.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio is committed to bringing you the best racing radio service.
Starting Monday at the new time of 10 weekday mornings,
Racing HQ will preview the feature New South Wales race meeting of the day.
You get the latest on tracks and weather,
interviews and form analysis. On Monday, catch your 30-minute Armidale preview along with the latest tab markets.
Racing HQ,
right throughout summer,
every morning at 10,
here on Sky Sports Radio.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio. Your racing and sports leader.
Now, time to have a look at what's been happening in greyhound racing. Stuart Turner, good morning.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
Yeah, not too bad. Wentworth Park last night, the Christmas gift final was on.
Certainly was. We had a real festive night at Wentworth Park last night, featuring, as you said there, the Group 3 Christmas gift. And Simon, it was a real outsider, Royal Turbo, who took the honours and the $25,000 top prize. Royal Turbo producing an absolutely first-class run from box 8 to lead what was actually a really classy field home. A real surprise win there, but well done to Royal Turbo and his connections. That was a fantastic win.
Well, let's have a listen to the replay of last night's Christmas gift final.
Set and ready. Racing, Big Chicken away cleanly, Bessie Bill away fairly. Big Chicken's got great burn. Royal Turbo's charging down from the outside. Royal Turbo the roughie, render the lead over Big Chicken. Mr. Twister's going to second, wider out Gate Blaster. They'll follow by Clocks Ticking a long way back. Brad Hillbilly, Better Course Loy, they're coming off the back. Royal Turbo by four to Mr. Twister, Gate Blaster, Bessie Bill, they corner. Royal Turbo in the lead. Mr. Twister tries hard, but Royal Turbo Bolter won. Royal Turbo beat Mr. Twister.
$14 there with the tab fixed for Royal Turbo. Stu, gee, it wound up being a very open betting race, didn't it? Big Chicken, the $4 favourite.
It certainly did, and look, it always looked a competitive race, Simon. It was such a great field. Big Chicken looked to be a good chance, and she did start well, but unfortunately for her, she dropped off the pace a little bit, and as well, Clocks Ticking and Brad Hillbilly, who were both well-backed as well, neither of them could quite get into the race. But look, well done to Royal Turbo. That was an absolutely cracking run from box 8. He's now got five wins from his first 8 starts now, and he's not even 2 years old yet, Simon. So look, this greyhound could have a big future. And his trainer, Glenn McKinley, actually used to be, I think, a pretty successful thoroughbred trainer in New Zealand before moving across the ditch here and training greyhounds. So, look, he's certainly the man with the Midas touch when it comes to training.
And what happened to Bessie Boo in the run?
Well, look, Bessie Boo started okay from box one, not brilliantly. Couldn't quite get into position to make a run, and then just missed out on a placing to Gate Blaster. I thought Mr. Twister, who finished second, and Gate Blaster, who was third, both ran absolutely fantastic races as well. But look, Bessie Boo has ever a strong run, and look, let's hope that he has a few more races yet. I know that his trainers, Alan and Christine Proctor, have maybe been thinking about retiring him, but let's hope we see Bessie Boo for a little while yet. He's just such a wonderful greyhound.
And what were some of the other standout performances on the card last night?
Well, it was a night to remember for the father and son team of Ken and Craig Chapelot, because they scored a Wentworth Park treble last night with expressive Vintage Rocks and Vintage Power. A memorable night for them. Well done to the Chapelots. And I think as well, Simon, just well done to all the staff at Wentworth Park last night. There was a decent crowd there. There was plenty of festivities. And look, after what's obviously been a challenging year for New South Wales greyhound racing, it was really nice to end on a cheerful note there at Wentworth Park.
And with that first four jackpot on the main race, the first four paid $8,900. So pretty decent dividend there. Now on Thursday night, Stewie, we had heats of the Hobart 1000 on.
We certainly did, and look, these were cracking races, these six heats all in all. It was very much a night for the locals, Simon. They dominated the heats. There was no joy for the likes of Zambora, Brocky and Outside Pass, the interstate superstars, who were both heavily favoured. One of the locals who caught the eye was El Grand Amigo, who ran a super race in probably the toughest heat to make the final. He's now won six of his first eight starts, Simon. He's absolutely flying at the moment.
Already, off they go. El Grand Amigo got away nicely down toward the inside. Is the early leaders from Hello, I'm Leo in second spot. Betty Lafay running third, then Penny's Roman. Further back came Cash and Co. Blazing Bomber's got well back. A lot of work to do. Come after the home turn. So too, Cune. El Grand Amigo flying up to the home turn. Leads by five. Hello, I'm Leo giving chase second. Penny's Roman running third. El Grand Amigo's in front. Getting a little tired, but we'll get the prize. El Grand Amigo scores. Have a look at Blazing Bomber. Has jumped out of the
ground. Yeah, so pretty impressive win there by El Grand Amigo, one of the ones to beat down in the final.
Yeah, you're not wrong there, mate. The box draw was done last night for the final, and look, El Grand Amigo does look ideally positioned in box one for that one. Unlawful Entry, last year's winner, and one of the Victorians who did qualify, he has box two, and you certainly can't rule him out, Simon. Such a consistent greyhound. Look, there was very little time-wise between the heat winners. It does look a competitive race, the final, but look, on his form so far, I think you've got to go with El Grand Amigo to win the Group 1 Hobart 1000 this Thursday night.
Well, we don't have the tab fixed odds up for that race just yet, but there is a futures market up for the Sale Cup, which will be on Boxing Day, Stu, and those heats to be run this afternoon.
We do, and look, I can't wait for these, Simon. They're absolutely crackers. Star-studded heats, look, you've got the likes of Burn One Down and Dundee Osprey, who are real superstars in Victoria as the headliners. Absolutely terrific meeting. Look, I reckon actually two New South Wales contenders are worth looking out for these. Nangar Flame, who's got box two in the third heat, and Runway Bono, who's got box eight in heat four. They're both racing well. I think this is their ideal distance, the 650 metres. And I think they're winnable heats as well, Simon. So, look, keep an eye on those two to fly the flag for New South Wales in the Sale Cup heats. But that final on Boxing Day, and it's well, it looks already like it's going to be an absolute cracker.
So, looking at the final, Boom One Down, $1.85, hit the highway $5. Gee, short, isn't he, Boom One Down, for an all-in market?
Well, you can't really argue against that, though, because he's had such a wonderful year. Probably the best stayer around at his best. He's an absolutely fantastic talent. Dundee Osprey, I think, is definitely one to keep an eye on. That greyhound's won a Group 1 this year, Simon. He's an absolutely fantastic talent. Another one to look out for as well, Star Torana. Remember, we talked about her last week when she won the Group 3, I think last Thursday, the John Dillon. I think she's a greyhound to keep an eye on in this series as well. But, yeah, you're right. Burn One Down, I think, definitely the one to keep an eye on in the Sale Cup.
101 Star Torana at the moment, $21 the place. So it could be worth a cheeky something each way, you reckon, Stu?
I've heard worse. I've definitely heard worse than that. I think, look, that's definitely worth it's definitely worth somebody else's money for me, that one, Simon.
But, yeah.
Yeah, keep an eye on Star Tirana. I think she's racing well at the moment. And, yeah, she's even a chance.
How do you reckon Ring the Bell will go?
Yeah, look, that's another greyhound that, you know, you've got to always keep an eye on. I think we talked as well about Ring the Bell last week when that greyhound was involved in the dead heat in the Group 3 Summer Cup at Wentworth Park last Saturday night. Had a wonderful year for Gerry O'Keefe, a genuine stayer. Yeah, look, again, a greyhound that you've got to keep an eye on for this series. But it is difficult to look beyond Burn One Down. Such an absolute, just an absolutely fantastic talent and definitely the one to beat in the Stale Cup.
And what are the meetings coming up around the state over the next 7 days, Stu?
Yeah, we've got loads to look forward to again this week. We've got the Twilight meeting at Canberra today, and then tomorrow in New South Wales we've got Bathurst, Nowra and Grafton. Tuesday they jump at Goulburn, Gosford, and there's a big meeting at Lismore on Tuesday night, Simon, featuring the Maiden Classic, a big race up there. Looking forward to that one. Wednesday it's back to Richmond and Wentworth Park. Thursday they race at Dubbo, Maitland and Dapto. Friday we got a really busy day with meetings at Casino, Univate Gardens, Richmond and Wagga. And then Saturday, Christmas Eve, we've got meetings at the Gardens, Bulleye and Wentworth Park again. So another great week of greyhound racing in store. I'm really looking forward to it. And as ever, your field form and expert picks are available at thedogs.com.au.
Got much planned for Christmas Day next Sunday?
No, I think I'll just be joining all the other pommies and getting sunburnt on a beach somewhere, Simon. That's probably what I've done for most of my time when I've been in Australia. But really looking forward to it. And, this week in the run-up to it, it's still another cracking week of greyhound racing in New South Wales.
Yeah, righto, Stewie. We'll catch you in a few weeks then, of course, Christmas Day next week. And then New Year's Day the week after. So we'll be back, I think, at around the 7th of January.
I'm looking forward to it already, and there's loads to talk about in early January, Simon. So, just try and shut me up on that first Sunday when I'm back on chasing and pacing.
Good on you, Stewie. Yeah, enjoy your afternoon.
See you later, mate. You take care.
Stuart Turner there from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. It's approaching 3 minutes to 11. At 11, we'll preview Harness Racing Goulburn with Courtney Rees, and our first race for broadcast, Awapuni, their third, which is coming up in a little over 11 minutes. At this stage, not a great deal of amount in the wind till number 12, Platinum Diva, is at $5.40. But we will take that Awapuni race at 8 after 11.
Celebrate Christmas with Bingley's 24 days of hot Christmas deals. The latest online catalogue is out now and is jam-packed with bargains. So head into a Bingley store or online at bingley.com.au and grab a deal during Bingley's 24 days of hot Christmas deals.
Gavelhouse.com's latest bloodstock auction catalogue is online now. Join us and bid from wherever you are, whether at home, out and about, or on the farm. Hurry, bidding closes this Monday at 7 p.m. Visit gavelhouse.com to start bidding.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah.
On Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ is your go-to program for everything racing.
With track reports, scratchings, tab markets,
and the best form analysts in the business for the major New South Wales meetings. Plus, all your regular morning features.
Going greyhounds.
On the pace.
Chinwag with Cozzy.
You just had a ball. You've had a great time.
And interstate race previews.
Racing HQ.
Now, weekday mornings at 10 from Monday on Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, Lisa Wilkinson here. You can depend on the 2017 Australian Women's Health Diary 365 days a year. Others depend on it for a lifetime. That's because funds from every diary sold go to life-saving breast cancer research trials. That's a win-win in my book. So buy one for yourself or for a gift today. Just $16.95 from newsagents, Commonwealth Bank branches, Woolworths, Avon and online at bcia.org.au.
Sky Sports Radio is heading north to the Gold Coast in January for the Magic Millions Sales and Race Day.
But it's all Capitalist, well clear, and Capitalist will brain them the favourite, bolts in the Magic Millions.
As a warm-up, we're off to Wyong on Thursday
for their annual Magic Millions Race Day.
The two-year-old classic is destined to supply plenty of future winners. Thursday morning at 10,
catch the full Wyong race preview.
And then all the day's racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Merry Christmas, Dale.
Thanks, love. What have you got me?
Oh,
Wow! A VQ Retro Mini Digital Radio.
Doesn't it look glamorous?
Now I'll get all my favourite stations and over 25 extra ones.
Not to mention Bluetooth. And because I got it from Target, Bingley or Harvey Norman, it comes with this.
A free Tony and Guy Premier package worth over $100.
Calm down, darling. It's mine.
But ma chérie, you are already as glamorous as a...
VQ Retro Mini Digital Radio?
Oui, exactement.
He's an easy supply. Go to digitalradioplus.com.au.
Gavelhouse.com's latest Bloodstock auction catalogue is online now. Join us and bid from wherever you are, whether at home, out and about, or on the farm. Hurry, bidding closes this Monday at 7.